Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
Have a longer lead time between the private placement memorandum being sent to the investors and actually closing. Best ever listeners, wouldn't it be nice to have a $2 million pre-approval line of credit? Just think about that. Isn't that nice? Wouldn't that be nice? How would that help you get more deals done? Because when you submit a pre-approval line of credit with your offer on a fix and flip house, do you think it's going to stand out more? I think so. And our friends at Fund That Flip, you know Fund That Flip, Matt Rodak, he's been on the show before many times. He's a friend of mine. He's also the owner of Fund That Flip and they're a sponsor of today's episode. What they're doing is they're giving a $2 million pre-approval line of credit, up to $2 million pre-approval line of credit for qualified buyers. And my gosh, in this competitive buying market, sellers prefer to sell to buyers who have a high likelihood of closing, right? Makes sense. Well, use this pre-approval line of credit from Fund That Flip, and that will signal to the seller that you're the real deal and you'll be able to close quickly. It's free. All you gotta do is go to fundthatflip.com. You've gotta qualify that you have prior experience. And there's a process, but it's free, and you need to go to fundthatflip.com to get the pre-approval line of credit, because this is a way that's going to help your short-term rehab loan happen, because you're going to get the deal for the property where you need the short-term rehab loan. Go to fundthatflip.com and get that pre-approval line of credit for up to $2 million. Best ever listeners, hello. How you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless. Today is Friday for you. Today is 2 days before that for me. So I'm going to be talking about what I've got going on so far this week as we do on Follow Along Friday, because Follow Along Friday, I talk about what's happening in my real estate endeavors so that you get a sense of, you know, what it's like to be doing multifamily syndication and a podcast, having a book come out, selling deals, buying deals. One of those things will be relevant to you. I am confident about that. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to walk through my day up until this point. And it is 12:38 p.m. on Wednesday, June the 15th. So I'm going to take you up until this point today, what I've been up to, because that also does a good job of summarizing some of the things I've been doing over the last 7 days. According to my Fitbit, I had 5 hours and 57 minutes of sleep last night. I got up at 4:37 a.m. today. I actually probably rolled out of bed around 4:50 or so. I had a green drink, a liter of water with a scoop of wheatgrass from GNC, and I went immediately to the couch, got my computer in front of me, and started working on the underwriting and reviewing the underwriting for a deal that we're in the final and best offer stage in Dallas, Texas, actually Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. We'll probably know next week, probably hear back from the broker on if we got the deal. I specifically was looking at the type of improvements we're going to be doing on the property, what type of rent projections we've got, the market, just looking at a lot of the areas, as well as a survey, a rent, current rent roll, that sort of thing, and just making sure that our numbers are matching up with before we do the final and best offer. In addition to that, I was also working on a document with my business partner. We had talked about what are the lessons that we learned on the last deal and how do we want to improve for this next one. And one of the takeaways I got from the last deal is to have a longer lead time between the private placement memorandum being sent to the investors and actually closing. I counted the days. There are actually 21 days between when I sent out the private placement memorandum and when we closed. That's an incredibly short window of time. Now, I had been having conversations with my investors leading up to that point, and I was taking verbal commitments and allocating the ownership shares based on their verbal commitments. But my gosh, 21 days is very, very short turnaround. And we really need, we meaning my business partner and I, really need to get the private placement memorandum out to the investors 30 to 45 days before we actually close. Quite frankly, it's less of a thing for the investors and it's more of a thing for me because it's just an all-out blitz if we compress the time frame like that. So I put together a document this morning, sent it off to him. Another thing that I did is I put together investor communication for one of the deals that we have, the 155 units in Houston that we closed on a couple months ago. Put an email together basically saying that we need to get their ACH information, their direct deposit information, or if they want to check, then what's their address. So it's something mundane, I know, but this is how I spend my time or how I've spent my time today so far. And I wanted to share with you, thought it'd be interesting. Another is, this is a big, big thing for me. Got mailed 100 copies of my new book. Oh yeah, baby. It's so freaking cool. I'm holding it in my hand right now. It's got a quote from Barbara Corcoran, one of the Shark Tank stars, on the front cover. And she says, this is a no-fluff real estate investing book that beginning and experienced investors can benefit from reading. If you're wondering about how you buy it, then go to Amazon.com and you can pre-order it. It is not available for shipping to the public until July 1st. So depending on when you listen to this podcast, you might not even be able to pre-order the hard copy. You might only be able to pre-order the ebook. So if you want the hard copy, then you might have to wait. I'm not sure if it's going to be up in Amazon to pre-order by the time you listen to this. But if you want to make sure you don't miss out on the launch and you want to get a sneak peek, then go to my website, joefairless.com, and click the book tab, and you can get a free chapter from the book and also be notified whenever you can pre-order the book on Amazon. So just go to joefairless.com, click the book tab, and then you'll be able to get a free chapter from the book. And the chapter that's free is on financing multifamily properties, knowing what lenders look for. It's from one of the most experienced and active lenders in the Dallas-Fort Worth market. If you're not in Dallas-Fort Worth, then that's okay. These lessons apply to you. If you are, then what the heck are you waiting for? Go get that chapter. Go to joefairless.com, click on book, and then enter in your email to get that free chapter. You'll also be notified when the book goes live. On every day, Monday through Friday, I have a team call. And on my immediate team, I've got an administrative assistant, and then I have a content creator I just hired. In addition to that, I've got some team members on my for the podcast who help me with the operations, finding guests, etc. But for the outside of the podcast, I have a team call at 8 a.m. every day. And we had that today, talked about a book, talked about the Amazon launch, talked about some of the content creation and some partnership stuff I have. Went to the grocery store. Isn't that sexy? Went to the grocery store, got some lentils. Didn't even know what lentils were. Still don't really. Look like some beans. And had like three Kroger employees try and find that for me because nobody knew where the lentils were. My girlfriend wanted to try them out. Went to the gym today. I go to the gym Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9 a.m. Got some pumping iron in And then I also visited my Cincinnati property. Today's also a big day at the Cincinnati property, the 168 units. It's under contract, have the buyer doing all the inspections and the appraisers out there and everything. So that's happening today. So really it's a big day. It's been a big week for me. A lot of events that are happening and some big events too. Also, as I look back on the stuff I'm doing, as I look back on the book, the large multifamily properties, the client program I have working with my clients, the podcast, the question that really surfaces, oh, by the way, I also got interviewed today by someone. So the question that really surfaces is, am I proud of my work and is it helping others? Because if I'm proud of my work and if it's helping others, then I'm satisfied and I'm content with my approach. I'm not content as a business professional or in any aspect except that I'm content with how I'm approaching things. That's what I look at. If you wonder, you know, how do you determine success day in, day out as a real estate entrepreneur or as a business professional? That's how I do it. Am I proud of the work I'm doing and is it helping others? And my quote on my computer is, "The secret to living is giving." Tony Robbins says that. I also have that quote on my phone and I have it printed on the walls of my house. "The secret to living is giving." If I'm continuing to give and I'm proud of the work that I'm doing, then it's helping others. And that's how I found to win each day, because we really have to be consistent with our approach. We really have to do things over a long period of time. I've mentioned this a couple times. The instant gratification culture we have is so stupid. It's so freaking stupid. And that it's the way it is, because what that does is it opens up opportunities for you and I, because we're going to be consistent with our approach. We're going to do things on a consistent basis, day in, day out, months turn to years. And lo and behold, 2 years you look back and you've built something that others dream of building. And it's simply because you're doing something day in and day out consistently. So think about, if you're not feeling like you're doing all you can, then do something that you're proud of and think about how you're helping others along the way. I suspect that that's going to be something that's fulfilling for you. And that's going to be something that you're going to enjoy doing. And I mentioned that on today's Follow Along Friday because it's just a thought that's come to mind today in particular, because recently I've just been doing a whole lot of stuff, but I have been feeling like my day wasn't accomplishing enough. And now I look back, like, I'm proud of where I'm at. I'm proud I've got my first book out that will be published July 1st. I'm proud I've got $54 million that I control in real estate. I'm proud I've got a bunch of really good, like, high quality clients. And I'm proud that we've got the best ever listeners community, and we've got this podcast rock and roll, and that we're learning together. So I hope you have a best ever weekend. If you haven't had a chance to rate and review the podcast, I would very much appreciate that. We're trying to get to 330 reviews, hopefully positive, all positive. But nonetheless, just give me your feedback, baby. Whatever you think, 330 reviews by the end of the next month. Well, the end of this month, which is June. Hope you have the best ever day. I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Best ever listeners, Matt Bowles, who was a guest on episode 289, his company, Maverick Investor Group, has a special report just for you on how to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes in real estate that investors make in the 2016 boom cycle. Get yours free at maverickinvestorgroup.com/best ever. That's maverickinvestorgroup.com/best ever.